Hi, I'm Abdul Umar, staffer here at Website Magazine, and I'm back again with Peter Prestipino, our editor-in-chief. Recently, Google Analytics implemented a cohort analysis tab in their platform, and we think that's really interesting. So I'm here to ask Peter some questions about that, and he's going to get into it real quick with us. So, Peter, what is cohort analysis, and why should we care about something that sounds so scary?
It does sound scary, but it shouldn't be. It's really, cohort analysis is really just a way to understand how subscriptions evolve over time, over the lifetime, essentially, of a customer or a client. It's been used traditionally in information, you know, like newspaper publishing and magazine publishing, but a lot of subscription or software as a services companies that offer a monthly subscription are engaging in cohort analysis right now, and it's proving to be a really useful way to understand what's happening within your subscription base.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about cohort analysis in the context of growth hacking, so it seems like it's something that marketers have really taken to and are running with. It's kind of a scientific model, right? So it's very, very useful. So based on that, what kind of insights can we expect from engaging in a cohort analysis?
Right. We can essentially expect to understand a little bit more about the lifetime of a specific subscription and at what point churn is at its highest. So for example, if you know, I run a subscription, a software as a service, and I do really well at acquisition, but I notice that after 3 months, there tends to be a lot of cancellations, I can initiate an outreach program that you know could be educational in nature, could be you know, relationship building, something, anything really to engage my audience so that they you know continue their subscription. So once I know, once if I measure it, I can manage it. And that you know what cohort analysis provides is an opportunity to understand at what point and very specifically when a user is dropping off.
Very cool. Yeah, that seems like a great way to get a snapshot of monthly recurring revenue and things along those. You know, it really breaks down customer acquisition and how much money you're making at any point in time from a specific cohort, which is a group at a certain point of time, right?
And absolutely, and I think what's really important is that it's not just for software as a service companies or subscription-based services. You can run a cohort analysis on anything, on the source of traffic. For example, if you get a lot of Google traffic or a lot of advertising traffic, you can measure month over month how well those individual campaigns, be they you know based on geography or based on a source or a specific referral, how that relationship or how that channel is performing over the course of time. That way you know what to cut and where to run. And I think it's really important that you use cohort analysis you know for a wide range of things, not just to see how well you're maintaining your subscription base.
So yeah, if you've got a revenue model, cohort analysis is for you. And now that you mentioned you can do that as far as you know, using different sources, different referral sources, I can see how that would fit into Google Analytics. So it seems like a natural fit for them. I'm excited to try it out.
Yeah. So right now, I think the Google Analytics capability, cohort analysis capability, is pretty limited in that they're really not enabling Google Analytics users to dive into too much data, but it does indicate that Google's very well aware of the value that cohort analysis can provide its users. So, you know, I think it's a great step forward. I think over time it'll really just kind of blossom and build out. And since it's so important, I think that you'll actually see a lot of uptake from, you know, internet professionals on the whole, for sure.
Yeah, very cool to see Google getting into that. I'm sure there are also other companies that provide that service.
Yeah, they're not even close to the only one. There's a lot of really amazing web analytics and app analytics companies out there that do you know that provide some cohort analysis functionality. RJ Metrics is obviously a good one. Mixpanel, Kissmetrics, those three have long provided cohort analysis, but there are some really interesting solutions emerging that are really useful for both online and offline enterprises. Chartmobile, for example, provides a solution to calculate subscription metrics from solutions like Stripe and Braintree and Chargeify and Recurly, these monthly subscription payment services. So, you know, I think what ChartMobile is really at a unique position specifically for merchants. You know, it could be a really powerful tool if you're using those payment processors. So you can tell in real time and get notifications in real time, whether it's in-app or email, that can make it really useful, when you're doing, month-over-month analysis.
Very cool. Okay, I think that is all I really needed to know. Do you have any closing comments before we sign off?
Yeah, we think it's such an important topic and such a really powerful means to understand how you're doing that we're going to write an article in our April issue, April 2015, about cohort analysis and provide some resources and provide a little bit more background information on what, you know, web professionals can get out of this and why it's so important, and then, again, expose some tools in a little bit more detail that our readers can use and enjoy.
Awesome. Data manipulation is, data, first of all, is really, really important. Being able to manipulate that and leverage it into actionable results, actionable engagements, actionable, I don't know what the word exactly is that I'm looking for, but being able to leverage that into an actionable marketing campaign. So when you see users dropping off, turn that into an email campaign to bring those guys back. That's just one example. You can get very, very creative with it. So again, very cool effort on Google's part, and I'm going to check out some of those companies you mentioned too. Those look very interesting. I will be dropping links to the relevant material, our April issue, our current issue, and in the description of the YouTube video. So that's it for Peter and I. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.